jollof rice, goat pepper stew, fresh okra and cassava balls, fried guinea fowl. These are just some of the traditional Nigerian dishes prepared by Chef Tunde Wey. Now, he's from Lagos, Nigeria's largest city, and he's obsessed with his home country's food. 2 years ago, we began hosting pop-up dinners across the country as a way to stay connected to his roots while introducing people to the flavors he loves. Blackness in America, as he now calls the dinner series, evolved from a celebration of his native cuisine to a place for getting real about social issues. He wants people to get uncomfortable and to see the ways that food and restaurants, which are so often operated entirely by immigrants and minorities, also have links to racial justice issues. Well, Splendid Table contributor Von Diaz talked to Tunde Wey about how these dinners came to be and what he hopes to achieve by creating a space where food and conversations about racism are shared at the same table.
Tunde, it's so great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Tunde, you were picked up by immigration enforcement some years ago. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, 2015, January, I was heading to Los Angeles for a dinner. At that time, I was traveling to different cities and cooking Nigerian food, so that was just going to be one of my stops. And I was taking the Greyhound bus in New Mexico. There was an immigration checkpoint, and so they stopped the bus, and the Border Patrol fellow came on the bus and started asking people for their papers. So that was, and he asked me if I was an American, and I said no. And then I was detained.
For how long?
About 20 days.
Ultimately, your family helped you get out of detention, right?
Yes, yes. Everybody rallied.
Yeah, thankfully. And then you went back to cooking.
Yes.
So you were doing these pop-up Nigerian dinners all over the country when you were detained. You end up in New Orleans, and then it seems like the goal of your pop-ups shifted. Can you tell me how you started doing the Blackness in America dinners?
Yeah, I wish like I knew the moment, but I don't. I had always, you know, felt it necessary, I don't know why, to separate my, you know, my like overt political position and feelings from my work. Because, you know, I just like to have a good time. Like, I just want to cook and then drink and then, like, you know, enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And so that was like my work. But in my like non-work life, my non-cooking life, as with most other people, like I am concerned and interested in like politics and social justice and just thinking. This was the time when the reports of Black folks being killed by police, you know, was sort of like reaching a crescendo. I mean, still at a crescendo right now, sort of a sustained crescendo, but yeah, so all of this was happening around that time, and then there was just a general awareness or like a shift in the national conversation around the issues of identity and race and Blackness, and I was responding to that. I mean, I felt like when I started cooking, my work was to I guess prick and challenge like dominant food culture, and that quickly became frivolous in the face of what this food culture represents, which is a larger system of power, you know?
Yeah. Tell me about your dinners. What are they like?
So basically it's a conversation between myself and like a special guest, and that special guest is Black, and they live in the city where the dinner is being held. So we're having this conversation over a meal with other diners, and then this conversation expands to include everybody. And so we talk about quote-unquote Blackness.
So who comes to these dinners?
mostly people come to these dinners, human beings. Yeah, I think it's, you know, people who are interested in talking about this. And, you know, so if you're looking, like, if it's a demographic profile, what I do is I make the room majority Black. And in some cases, it's a most, it's this funny term, it's a majority minority room or something like that, right? So it's, mm-hmm. you know, mostly people of color.
Okay. And it's what America. Do you typically, what do you typically serve?
Nigerian food exclusively. So, I mean, the menu, so stuff like jollof rice, fried plantains, moi moi, which is steamed bean cakes, stewed vegetables like egusi, which is ground melon seed stew.
Sounds delicious.
Cow foot stew. Yeah, it's really good.
So what do you want from the dinner?
Wow. Well, I want many things from the dinner. What I want is, I think what everybody wants is for discrimination to stop and racism to end. But personally, I don't think that is possible, at least not in my lifetime, you know? Mm. So I think that it's important not to conflate action with solution, because it implies that somehow this, like, 400-year-old problem or longer is solvable, you know, with a couple of administrative strokes. And that's not true. So the dinner is an action, you know. More and more, as I do more of these dinners, I want to, you know, connect the action that happens in the room to action that happens on the ground, and see how we could create more tangible responses to things that are happening in those communities. But those are parallel actions that need to happen. But you know, we also need a space to sort of like accommodate the reality that this problem isn't quite solvable, at least not in the framework that we understand solutions. Because a lot of times solutions just masquerade an inability to be uncomfortable. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I guess I just want people to be happy and not be discriminated against, especially Black folks. But I don't, I mean, the dinner obviously doesn't do that, because, you know, there's no one thing that can do that. But the aspiration for the dinner is that.
Absolutely. Tunde, thank you so much for being here. I enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you very much.
Chef Tunde Wei is a writer and cook based in Detroit and New Orleans. Von Diaz is a food writer and radio producer at StoryCorps. For more information on Tunde's restaurant projects, head to our website, splendidtable.org.